Urgent planning is underway to ensure Auckland's hospitals can cope with double the number of COVID-19 patients when Omicron starts spreading in the community. This morning, they've revealed modelling for how they think the virus will play out. Middlemore Hospital doctor and modeller Gary Jackson predicts a peak of up to 190 COVID patients in hospital on any given day. That's up from a peak of 93 in last year's Delta outbreak. He says that will stretch hospital resources and it's likely non-urgent surgeries will be cancelled. Dr. Jackson says one of the biggest worries is when staff get sick.
If it's moving around the community at the speed that it is, a lot of staff are going to catch it, not so much at work, but just in their general life. And so in terms of covering sick leave and so on, that's going to be quite an issue. So that's the thing that's probably exercising people most at the moment is trying to get contingency. So for an individual ward has, 20% of staff off, how you cover that and where you get the cover from to do that and how you draft your... Possibly your surgeons will come in and work as physicians for a while to manage some of the workload. Up to about a third of that 180 or so patients would be people who would have been in a hospital anyway, so it's not extra beds that you're trying to find, it's just making sure that you can care for them in the setting that they would be in, so in the delivery suite or in the orthopaedic ward or so on.
Intensive care patients are expected to peak at about 20 on any given day, which will stretch the system. There are 30 dedicated beds across Auckland right now, but they are used for people with other conditions too, so it's possible the backup surge options will be needed. Dr. Jackson's numbers are based on the assumption there could be up to 1,800 cases a day in the community in Auckland.
Yeah, you can certainly project higher numbers. If we got to the peak of where New South Wales and Victoria have got to, we'd be a lot higher. We haven't done that in past outbreaks, so I'm being more conservative than that, or more optimistic perhaps. But you certainly could imagine higher rates if we don't treat this seriously and we don't do the public health measures, the public health responses, and people self-isolating when they get ill and so on. If the population is sensible and how they have been sensible in the past outbreak, then if the majority are sensible, then it will help moderate the peaks.
That was Middlemore Hospital Dr. Gary Jackson.